Tiernan, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks so much for joining me. Now, straight into things, despite the adversity, of course, the Yes campaign has experienced from more conservative sides, of the vote, what's your current attitude now that the ballots are closed?
Well, I mean, we can never, ever be complacent, but, you know, I mean, I'm confident that we have won the argument that this was a straightforward question about whether the law should treat people equally and about whether, you know, members of our family and our friends and our neighbours, you know, who just happen to be lesbian or gay, should be allowed to have the same aspirations in Australia as everybody else in their families. And I think what the polling has showed, not just throughout the campaign itself over the last 6 weeks, but indeed over the last 10 years, is that the Australian people understand that this is a simple matter of legal fairness and treating people with equal dignity. And that's why every poll has shown that the Yes side has a significant margin. Like I say, we can't ever be complacent, and we're all obviously sitting on the edge of our seats and we're hopeful. But I think, you know, we're reasonably confident that the Yes side will hopefully carry the day. And I think that's hopefully going to be a good day for all of Australia, not just LGBTI people.
Mm. Well, as you mentioned, yeah, there are a lot of early predictions coming in that seem to be leaning towards a Yes majority. As I also said, it is a bit too early to celebrate as it is a non-binding plebiscite. And I understand there's some more things cropping up from the conservative side of the survey that in the cards that could also be detrimental. Could you explain exactly what fears are?
Well, I suppose I can't precisely explain, because the one thing we've heard from the no side the whole way through this campaign is, you know, what I would always call a lot of whataboutery. You know, what about schools? What about bathrooms? What about freedom of religion? What about freedom of speech? And, you know, the actual issues themselves have never been presented as a proposal. So we keep hearing about freedom of speech, but, you know, the one thing everybody in Australia would know, having gone through this process for the last 7 weeks, you know, both for good and bad, you know, there is free speech in Australia and that is protected. And people said pretty much anything they wanted throughout this campaign. And when it comes to freedom of religion, of course, we already have freedom of religion in Australia. It is protected in law. And just like when the divorce laws changed, when civil marriage allows lesbian and gay people to get married, that will not have any impact on religious institutions or religious marriage. Churches will be allowed to continue free and unfettered to carry out their teaching and to carry out, you know, their ceremonies and their and religious marriages, and, you know, that's as it should be. So I think one of the challenges is what the no side do seem to be saying now is, in the event of a yes vote, we think that certain people should be allowed to deny services to lesbian and gay people, and that wouldn't just be a new change in the law. That would be a huge backward step, because you'd be taking the existing anti-discrimination laws and unraveling them. And those anti-discrimination laws haven't just served lesbian and gay people, they serve Australians well, you know, for many, many decades now, because it makes sure that nobody can be denied, you know, access to a service that's provided by anyone in Australia because of, you know, because of where they're from, because of their gender, because of who they fall in love with. And those are good laws. And I think if the people vote yes to equality and yes to ending discrimination, I think it'd be actually just beyond disrespectful for a conservative politician to try and introduce a bill that done literally the exact opposite of what the people will have voted for.
Well, it does sound like the prospect of one step forward and two steps back, and what could be a disastrous shift, not just for the LGBTQI community, but for lots of different minorities and groups across all of Australia.
Yeah, I think you're totally right here, and I think that's the piece we always have to remember about our anti-discrimination laws. They serve all of us well. You know, before I came here, when I was at home in Ireland, you know, this argument raised its head as well about, you know, freedom, you know, freedom to discriminate in reality, you know, alleged freedom of speech. And it didn't fly in Ireland. And probably the reason why was, most people who are Irish are within one generation of remembering signs that said, no Irish need apply. And those signs appeared all over the world. And we know what an unraveling of discrimination law will look like. And that's why they didn't get any traction. And I suppose luckily for the people of Australia, they haven't had that journey that we would have had at home in Ireland. But you don't want to have that journey. Anti-discrimination laws serve all of us well. And the day marriage equality happens, it isn't going to have any negative impact on anybody. And I have yet to find someone who can give me a very straightforward answer. What is the detriment to you if Margaret marries the woman she loves up the road? And if you can show me what that detriment is, then we can talk about it. But I have yet to find someone who can explain it.
Well, in reference to the proposed plans that are being discussed in terms of amendments, Tiernan, what's being done now in the wake of the campaign after all of the postal vote survey stuff is over? Now, in dealing with this new threat.
Well, I mean, we've always known this was going to come. The No side have made this clear that, in the event that it's a yes vote, they will do everything they can to undermine the yes vote. I think the politicians could very well misunderstand the impact of a yes vote. I mean, this is the entire country being asked their opinion. And this is the first time in a generation, really, that has happened. And if the Australian people come back with a very clear answer, I think it would be very foolish of certain parts of the political class to think that not alone can they renege on that, but they can actually rebuke it and do the exact opposite. I think the people of Australia know that this debate has gone on for a long time. They have made their minds up on it, and they want this, done. Let's just get this done. And if the vote reflects what all the polls are telling us, then that's the clear message that's going to ring out next week to all the politicians. It is time you did your job. This is a straightforward bill that will take nothing away from anybody. Nobody will be less married and nobody will be more gay because of marriage equality. But it is time you simply pass the bill. We have waited long enough. And I'm hopeful that's the message that's going to be next week. And I think really the politicians of the country, have a duty, if they're wise, to listen to it and to do it fast.
Well, I think that's a wonderful slogan. Nobody will be any less married and nobody's going to be any more gay as a result of marriage equality. It sounds like the battle is ongoing and there's no moment of rest for the Yes campaign, but continually fantastic work coming from your side, Tin. And thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No problem at all. Anytime.